listener production.
No room for complacency this bushfire season. Parks on the Murray likely to be offline through much of the summer, and more young AFL aspirants selected to play at the elite level. Hi, it's Lee Jollo with a local news update. Partly cloudy on the border, sunny for the Goulburn Valley and cloudy in Gippsland. We're heading for tops of 25 in Albury-Wodonga, 26 in Shepparton and 19 in Warragul. Well, the seasonal outlook is in for the summer ahead, and while we've had a heap of rain, it only takes one scorching hot day to make our trees and grasses susceptible to fire again. Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp says there's nowhere safe.
It matters not what part of the state that you live in, whether it's on the outskirts of metropolitan Melbourne, on the outskirts of large regional centres, or in very rural parts of Victoria itself. Now, there is a fire risk for all Victorians.
We are expecting our first 30-plus degree days over the coming weekend, with tops into the low to mid-30s possible. Family picnics down at local parks might be off the cards until the new year. At Albury's Noriel Park, council crews are only now able to start to assess the damage as floodwaters slowly recede. City Landscape Service leader David Costello says the damage is extensive given the amount and duration of inundation.
The areas in question have certainly been underwater for approaching 3 months now. It's a significant period of time, and so it will take a period of time for us to be able to get those spaces back to something that is a lot more habitable.
Seven lower house seats remain in doubt 4 days into state election vote counting. Bass remains one of the closest counts, with Labor MP Jordan Cronall just 53 votes ahead of the Libs' Aaron Brown, with 30% of the votes still to count. Meantime, we could bid farewell to Reason Party leader Fiona Patten from the upper house, with her seat looking likely to fall to ousted Labor MP Adam Somurek. Taking care of our health and safety at work is of vital importance across the region. That's according to WorkSafe Victoria, who are launching the Let's Put 2022 Safely Behind Us campaign. They want to see employers not cut corners and make sure their staff are safe, and to also ensure mental health is a priority. WorkSafe Executive Director of Health and Safety, Narelle Beer, says employers have a duty of care to their staff.
Although the tail end of the year is known to be really hectic, it's unacceptable to burden workers with unreasonable workloads or to expose them to violence or aggression.
Let's look at some sport now, and the talent manager for the Murray Bushrangers has praised the players coming through the ranks. Former Wodonga Bulldogs player Ollie Hollins was our top young gun selected in Monday's draft at number 11. Here's Mick Wilson.
It's a great reward for Ollie's clubs in Wodonga Bulldogs, and he's played senior football with Wodonga. It's a fantastic pathway for kids to come through the junior ranks from Albury Wodonga and find their way onto an AFL list.
The AFL draft continued overnight, and more locals have found their home at the elite level. In round two, North Melbourne have landed Murray Bushrangers forward Braden George with pick 26. The very next pick has sent Gippsland defender Cooper Vickery to Sydney. Power teammate Kobe Burgiel has been taken by the West Coast Eagles at 29, and round three has seen the Bushies' Caleb Mitchell snapped up by the Swans. Freo has taken Gippsland's Max Noble, and Wang Magpies' mid Joe Richards picked up by Collingwood.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.